Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is Evening Standards Tech and Science Daily. Are you ready to clock on for a shift working your whole day as an avatar? But first, there was an alert at 280 miles up as a Russian anti-satellite weapon caused the International Space Station crew to abandon ship and bail for the lifeboat escape pods. Russian forces launched a Noodle surface-to-space missile from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome facility, which was aimed at its decommissioned 80s-era Cosmos satellite, which weighs 2 tons. The blast smashed the satellite into 1,500 pieces. That's a cloud of space debris big enough to show up on radar, and it sparked panic on the ISS. 4 Americans, 2 Russians and a German fled for shelter, sealing themselves into docked capsules for fast return to Earth before finally being given the all clear later on Monday, but they remain on high alert. Next, it is back to the noughties for Microsoft, which didn't release any new titles for the 20th anniversary of the Xbox console, but did do some software reprogramming to make old 360 games playable on newer consoles. More than 70 titles can now be enjoyed on the Series X or One, and they include Mortal Kombat, Skate 2, and Star Wars Jedi Knight 2. Players using the new consoles should see better resolution on these original titles, claimed to be 4 times greater, as well as an increased frame rate. Next.
Welcome to all who love the Tiger King.
It's the opera not many people were screaming for, but you'll probably dip into if you're a Tiger King fan and you're on TikTok. Yes, the pandemic binge-watch staple is being reimagined as a 5-act production, and it's a mashup fusing videos of TikTok-famous singers with pieces by the English National Opera. It's being billed as, of course, the first TikTopera, and it's called Tiger King: Murder, Mayhem and Madness. The show portrays the power battle between Joe Exotic and Carole Baskin via the medium of arias, set to music from the classic opera Carmen. So, are you prepared for the new digital frontier of the metaverse, where you're not just flesh and bones, but potentially an avatar submerged in AR, or even totally immersed in VR? It might sound fine for socializing, even if it's a bit weird, but how about working a whole day inside the metaverse? Online assessment provider ? Suggests employers need to do more to equip workers with the right skills for digital jobs of the future. Bitcoin's had a major upgrade, allowing the blockchain to execute more complex transactions. The move potentially widens the virtual currency's use cases and should make it a little more competitive with Ethereum for processing smart contracts, and these are self-executing transactions. The enhancement, which is called Taproot, is the most significant change to the Bitcoin protocol since the SegWit block capacity change in 2017. It comes as Bitcoin opened the week by falling more than 11% since the 10th of November, when it hit a record high of $69,000 per virtual coin. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science, plus some bad news for Call of Duty cheats. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Call of Duty Vanguard cheaters, you are on notice. Activision has you in its sniper sights and is pledging to hunt you down. The games giant has deployed new software called Ricochet, which it says will help in issuing bans to cheats. It works by scouring a PC at kernel level to hunt for nefarious software being used by rogue gamers to try and circumvent Activision's security. But is it spyware? Either way, if you're caught cheating in Vanguard, well, Activision says that permanent suspensions for security infractions may now apply franchise-wide. And finally, Skygazers could catch a glimpse of a shooting star display as the annual Leonid meteor shower lights up Britain's skies. Best time to see the spectacular? Well, that will be pre-dawn on Wednesday night. The Leonids, which are usually fast, bright meteors, are associated with the comet Temple-Tuttle and zoom at 43 miles per second. They can be seen with the naked eye and hopefully a clear sky, but if you missed a peek on Wednesday night, you should still be able to view the shower as it continues at a reduced rate for several days on either side. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Wednesday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.